How many cars do you reckon Evan's family's got?
Two. One each.
One each?
Yep.
We right, Ev?
Nope. One.
One. So you're able to manipulate your life in order to just have one, and that must save you quite a bit of money.
It does. It saves us not just a little bit of money, but it also probably just saves overall on how we move. So like you just highlighted, Millsy, does make one of us every day walk. So when I take either my daughter to school or my other daughter to childcare, one of us will do that and walk, and one of us will take the other one to the other direction. And in general, we just find we don't need it. But again, you also highlighted one other thing there. I am very lucky that I live close to the city and close to amenities, so walking is an option, and that isn't an option for everybody else. So it's there. I also want to highlight Carl's question or Carl's point around his petrol. And the reason I say that is this is the debate that's happening around the household about EV vehicles and petrol vehicles. So at the moment, if you compare ICE, so internal combustion engine cars, to the equivalent EV, the EV tends to be about $25,000 to $30,000 more expensive. So if you look at it from that perspective and use Carl's $7,000 a year and you've got a car for 5 years, if you're turning it over, it ends up being a little bit cheaper for EV over the period, but can you afford that $25,000 up front? That's the other question.
And that's the problem. And if you live in a suburb where there's no public transport, you know, there's a couple of our listeners that have already fed that back. There's no public transport at all. They've got no choice than to drive. And getting a ride-sharing service or a taxi would be prohibited. Now, they're all celebrating today because the Dow is up yet again on a day where we're really honing in on inflation. Well, let's talk about overnight first up. Pretty good night again.
Yeah, pretty good night. And it was a bounce back in sectors that have been hit quite hard. So you look at somewhere like NVIDIA, which had fallen about 15.5% over the last week, it jumped up. You look across most of the NASDAQ and anything exposed to what's been sold off, it was there. So I don't think you can take much out of last night, Millsy, with regards to that return. It's more of a bounce. I want to talk about Tesla because Tesla delivered a headline number that would normally see it under a huge amount of pressure. It saw a decline of over 22% year on year in its earnings and a 55% decline in its net profit, but it exploded 12% because they're going to bring forward, and we've just discussed this, the development of its cheaper cars to 2025 rather than 2026 to start competing with the Chinese versions. It means that you will be able to pick up a Tesla in Aussie dollars at about 31,000 for their base new model that's coming out.
Wow, that makes it a little bit more affordable. Now, what about the inflation rate today? What are you expecting?
So there's two things to talk about. First and foremost, if you're listening in and you have a HECS debt, today's number is quite important for you because it's what they use as the indexation for this financial year's increase in your HECS debt. So if it comes in as expected at 3.5, that's what you'll see an increase in your HECS. It's a lot lower than what it was last year and particularly before when it was 7.1. And then it's also the quarterly numbers. So 3.8 for what we refer to as trim me, which is core inflation, is what we need to look at. That's what the RBA cares about. That would unfortunately mean that in the quarter, inflation has slightly accelerated. Although it's lower year on year, it's accelerating, and that's meaning we're getting a sticky inflation scenario and rate cuts maybe further away.
Right. What about any chance it could have a four in it?
Yes, it would be unlikely, but yes, and why I say that, the unknown factor is services. So your mobile phone contracts, your insurance contracts, they've been going up. They could surprise to the upside and possibly give you a four. It would be very unlikely, but it's a possibility.
Thank you, mate. Thanks for your time. We'll talk again tomorrow.